Hi, welcome to the Anime Podcast, Episode 0, and hi, I'm Shai, I'm Ronnie.
Hello everyone, my name is Izzy, and we're not just only two here, but we are three people, the other one being Grim, but she's more like a behind the scenes character here, as she doesn't want to reveal her own voice as of the moment. So, but we will be basically reading whatever she will add to the conversation. So, Ron is the host for tonight. So, Ron, can you take it away?
Yep. Yes, I will take it away. So, today for this podcast, we will be talking about the popular game. I was about to say game show, but it's not game show.
game show?
Popular game. PC game, or like a phone game, I don't know. But it's a game called Genshin Impact, or like Wonshin Impact, I don't know. But yeah, Genshin Impact. And we're gonna talk about it. Gonna talk in depth, really, because we're gonna go scientific, we're gonna go analytical on this, like to a science. And yeah, I mean, I played it, you played it, Grin has played it.
I'm pretty sure at literally. This point everyone has played it, you know, or at least heard of it though.
I mean, yeah, like me, you, Grim, my mom, your dad, dog, cat, uncles, aunts.
The impact I mean, is literally, very large, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I mean, Genshin Impact. Like, but literally, it's the game of the year, or like. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like it started like last year, but like it's getting more and more popular.
Yeah, especially since, like, with the incoming updates and with this upcoming February, yeah, with Xiao, everyone's so hyped for
Xiao. Uh-huh.
AKA the green Sasuke of Genshin Impact.
Okay. So before we get out of topic, we can use this momentum to talk about what's so great about Genshin. Like, what is Genshin and why are people into it? Let me just say anime and waifus and husbandos,
yes.
Literally everything, everyone, and anything that you like is in that.
True.
You're into waifus, you're in. If you're into husbandos, you're in. If you're into like non-verbal grunting. Furry men, it's in.
God, the yabai sounds, man. Jesus. Especially with Lisa. My God. If your game is like in the Japanese language setting, oh God. It Lisa makes like the most yabai sounds ever. And to fill in the people on what yabai means, Ron, our expert Japanese linguist, can you please translate or tell the people right now what yabai means?
Don't call me out. Don't call me out. Just tell me that I'm a weeb, okay? Okay. It's more easier that way. Okay. But basically, yabai means like, oh, it's a bit on the edge. It's like wow. It's like wow. It's like dangerously wow. I can say it's more than a word. It's like a train of thought. It's an ideology, you know.
It's such a
ideology.
Word. Uh-huh.
Right? But let me stop you there, because you said it was in the Japanese voice, but like literally, if you have to, like, there are four voice actors you can pick, like English setting, you got the Japanese, you got the Chinese, you got the Korean.
Yes.
Yeah, and some of them are fucking different, like, you said that Lisa's in the Japanese voice was like horny time, but like in the English, I play it in the English language, and holy shit, it's literally an asthma attack. Like, Lisa's just like like literally choking for air, like literally. I am not making this shit up, like. Like, I mean, it's an experience, let me tell you that. But okay. Oh yeah. Grim also said that what's a great about Genshin? It's free. Yeah. Like literally more and more games these years have become like money. You have to pay for that shit or something. Or like even if even if you have to like even if it's free, you have to like pay a certain amount to get like a like the full experience or like but in Genshin, I mean, you could pay to win, but like it's mostly FTP or free to pay, a free to play, not free to pay, but free to play.
But
so
like, the thing
I
is,
think yeah, that's the charm of that.
Yes, but the thing is, since Genshin is more like when you want to think about it this way, it's like a Breath of Wild type of game. So it's like a Zelda game.
Oh yeah.
Yes, yes. This is why people have been calling it the Chinese ripoff of Breath of Wild.
But I mean, I can see the similarities though. Like,
especially the gliding.
Yeah.
Like, I can see like how they ripped it off of Breath of Wild, honestly. And like the if you played any Zelda Breath of Wild games, there's so many mechanics in it that they really put into Genshin. Well, at least that's how I see it as well. Considering that before I've already played like a little bit of Breath of Wild itself, and I can really see like especially the stamina mechanics, the mechanics, and the monsters itself. Although, what makes this different from Breath of Wild is that it has gacha mechanics as well, which is all the more enticing for everyone. You know, that aspect of gambling, obviously. I mean, gambling is generally bad, but like, it's a gacha.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Exactly. Let's talk about that. Some people see like the gacha aspect of the game, like the game. So it's like, it's like a fun thing. It's like a, you know, it's like luck,
it's
basically.
Thrilling,
like, yeah, I got to get this. Like, but like, I've also heard from other people like who don't like who got turned off, for lack of a better phrase, and turned off from playing Genshin because of the mechanic of that gacha mechanic. Yeah, because like, I don't know, because like people when I asked them about it, they were saying yeah, gacha's not my thing because like it will literally hook you up and then you would want to like, you know, pay some more to get like spins or whatever, rolls, get the thing that you want, which is like, yeah, I can understand that. Like I know a lot of people who did that.
Are you trying to
there's a
answer?
1 in 3
Are you trying
there's a 1 in 3 statistically there's a 1 in 3 chance, like 1 in 3 people have paid for Genshin. So yeah, there's 3 of perfect now.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I gotta admit it though. Like I have paid for Genshin, but like especially, well, when I was relatively new to it, like I started playing last month because of my friend, and I started looking at the at the shop prices, right? The most bang for the buck kind of value, the open option there is the obviously the Welkin Pass, right? Which is like in Philippine pesos, it's like 249 for 300 crystal gems, and you get 90 primo gems per day. So you have like all the more chances of like rolling, right?
So yeah. For the American viewers out there, for the Western viewers out there, 250 pesos is around like $5, or like for the Japanese people, that's around like 500 yen.
Yeah, which is like reasonable, right? That's like a manageable amount compared to the other like prices out there. Say like around, if you recall correctly, there's like a 4,000 plus amount, there's like a 3k, there's like a 2k and everything. I believe like the if you're gonna be like, if you're gonna pay for Genshin but don't want to be like too spendy about it, then definitely go for the Welkin Pass. And if you can afford a little bit more, then maybe go for the battle pass as well, because honestly,
yeah,
the price of that, if I recall correctly, it's like around almost 500 pesos and you get
$10.
Like, yeah, you get like so much benefits, so much more. You have like heroes with like for the experience, and then
Got wishes.
You got wishes, intertwined fates, acquaint fates. You have all the bonuses compared to like being free.
Yeah, and if I remember correctly, at the last level of the battle pass, you get 680 primal gems. Mm-hmm, if I remember correctly.
That's right. Yeah, you get 680.
Yeah.
And you get whatever talent material that you want, along with one acquaint fate, which is for the permanent banner. Now,
wow, you really did.
Yeah, I already reached.
You really did researched it. Oh my god.
I already reached level 50, so I'm good now for this entire battle pass period. So like, when I saw it, I was like, oh, this is my first time actually reaching it. So I'm just like, oh well, okay, that's very fulfilling of a sort. I finally get my money's worth, right, you know. So
yeah.
And yeah, that's pretty much basically like if you're gonna, you know, spend money on Genshin, if you wanna break your free to play virginity, then those are like my recommendations, honestly. Mm-hmm. But my ultimate recommendation
But if you want to keep that virginity, just ignore everything what we said.
True. Okay.
Oh, wait, we have a question from a viewer, just kidding, from Grim. What do you think of the people who say they're FTP but they pay for a battle pass? Because I heard some people do it. I say that that's literally paid to win. They're not anymore like free to play, because you literally gave like free to play is like you have given zero money. Zero sum, no money. MiHoYo's not getting 0 cents. Like, literally.
You are literally paying.
Oh yeah. You're literally the people who say that they're FTP, even though they pay for the fucking battle pass. Why the fuck you lying? Why you always lying?
It's pretty much saying that, you know. What do you guys call it, like? Oh my god, my age is showing, but like, that's on cap, right?
Oh my god, you have literally the voice of a person, like, who says a thing, and it makes it sound lame a little bit.
That's why I don't like using it, because like, that's how it is, that's cap, I don't know.
Yeah. You got that auntie voice. You got that aunt voice. Right. Like, you're like, oh yeah, and that's on cap, right?
That's on cap, cool. Right? Like, that's how the kids use these days, right?
I mean, yeah. Hey, we gotta move to the next topic. Yeah. Which is like, kind of related to this, what we're talking about, like what's so great about Genshin, is how did we get into it? Like, how do you get into playing Genshin?
So who are we gonna start with?
I think we should go for the first person who started. Okay. You, MiHoYo.
Alright. Okay, so basically, this is how I got into Genshin, right? As I mentioned a while ago, I got into Genshin because of my friend, one of my Onis, I can call her one of my Onis. Oni is basically the Korean term for like big sister, but like you can use it loosely, like when you're referring to an older friend out of respect, you know that. So one of my Onis, I don't call her Oni personally, I just call her by her first name, but like she, we talk a lot about video games and anime, just outside of like our usual K-pop group liking. So basically what happened was like, I already knew about Genshin way before she talked to me about it, because I saw like my other friends from other friend groups like post about it on various social media, right? And I was like, yeah, the designs are pretty, the character designs are like pop in and everything. I did not know much about the game mechanics back then, but I know that I knew that everyone, literally everyone in my socials was like very hooked onto it. So when my friend asked me, she was like, "Hey, I'm gonna get into Genshin, and do you think this is a good decision?" And I'm just like, "Bro, I don't know, because all the things that I know about the game is that it's a gacha game, and I find it to be like very pretty. That's it. I don't know anything else." So she's like, "Yeah, you know, my other friend is getting me into it as well, because my other friend groups are like getting into it too." That's what she said. So I was like, "Hey, you know what? Yeah, go, try it out. Why not, right?" I think this was around the November patch. So this was during the child banner. Grimm's favorite. This is during the child banner. So
yeah,
I was like, "Yeah, sure."
And before the Zhongli banner, which is Izzy's husbando,
Geo Hard Rock,
literally Hornwa for a literal pebble, for a literal stone, for a literal bedrock, sedimentary.
Okay, moving on. So like, she agreed. She was like, "Yeah, I'll try it out." And then I hear from her like a day or so later. She was like, "Oh god, this is addicting. Like, it's so good. You have to try it." Mm-hmm. And I wasn't convinced at first, because I think during that time, that was what like I was still focusing on my law school studies and everything, which I still do, but like I was still very heavily into it. And we three were all in our like monster prom phase that time. Like, we were still in our monster prom hype that time. Especially
okay,
since...
no cap, but Brian, please marry me, thank you. Okay.
Well, yeah, I think it was around that time that like Monster Summer Camp maybe came out. And we were so hyped about it. Like, we didn't care about anything else. Like, we were so hyped for summer camp, right? Like, we even played it like a lot. So
yeah. By the way, Grimm said Grimm still sends for MP, and literally I still do. Mm-hmm. But I'm focusing still not on college, but on Genshin.
Wow. Priorities right there.
Priorities.
Moving on though, like, a week later, she comes back to me. Like, we talk a lot. We literally talk like every day. And she comes back to me a week later and says, you know what? I think I might spend money on this game. And I'm just like, no, stop it. Like, dude, my general policy for like gacha games.
No,
right?
Stop it.
My general policy for gacha games, right? I don't spend at all. Like, you get me a gacha game, I would really not. I would rather not spend at all. I would rather like earn shit through my own free time.
Yeah.
Like, it's more satisfying that way for me, generally.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, me too. But each like fine milk, like literal like milk left out in the scorching Arabian sun for 10 years untouched.
Yeah, that's how it is, right? That's how it is like with the gacha games generally. Like, I used to think, bro, if you spend your actual money for pixels in a free-to-play game, that's kind of that's kind of sad for me before.
I mean, but like, once you pop, you can't stop.
Yeah, that's the thing. When Genshin came, I was like, okay, so like when my friend told me that, I was like, bro, I don't see the appeal at all. But then she was like, no, I really have to get this character. And her former favorite husbando before was Diluc, and she really wanted to get Diluc.
Oh.
Yeah. But she never got him.
Oh.
She never got him. She still doesn't have Diluc until now. So I'm just like, oh, you just wasted a lot of money for nothing. Ha ha ha. I was like in her face about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And like, I got curious about it too. I was like, okay, fine. Since a lot of people are like getting into it, why not try it myself, right? So I just downloaded it for the sake of, you know, experiencing it just a little. I wasn't really planning on like staying with it for such a long period of time. And I had like this ulterior motive at the back of my mind, like, I wanna like earn a lot and then roll in game, just so if ever I get the chance to like get Diluc as well, then I could show it off to my friend and say like, ha, I got Diluc, how about you? Like, you know, that kind of thing.
And then
Grim just said right here, then everything changed when the brown sugar milk tea daddy attacked. Okay, so at that time
the fucking boba tea looking ass.
At that time it was still Child's Banner, right? And I didn't know who the fuck Zhongli was, right? But when the news started coming in, like how Zhongli was coming to Genshin, that he's gonna be a playable character, I was when I look at this design, I'm just like, oh god, I don't like milk tea, but damn, that brown sugar milk tea though, I need to quench me that thirst. So
and this is when IZ's Hornwa spiked at a whole time high. Literally.
Oh god. Like,
she would not stop, like what I said, once you pop, you can't stop.
But basically, we're getting off topic already, but like, that's basically how I got into Genshin. It's because of my friend, and how I saw its appeal finally, and I got deep into it. The deepening point was because of Zhongli. So yeah, that's pretty much
how I
got into Genshin.
Literally in the spiral abyss.
That's a good one.
Literally spiraling down into the abyss, which is Genshin Impact.
True.
Anyways,
how about you, Ron? How about you? I know Grim's gonna have to like type out her own story, but let's go with you.
Yeah.
It'll take her a while to like type out the stuff.
But literally, it was the two of them first. Literally IZ and then Grim and then me. And I didn't play it as soon as they played it. I gave like a month and I was like, I was not really into those kinds of games. Like, I didn't like action games. I didn't like gacha games. I had friends from 2015 or like 2016 in Discord who were like playing FGO, Fate Grand Impact. I don't know. But like, they were like playing that game and it was a gacha game, and I was like, I don't know, like, I really didn't get the appeal, so I didn't play it. But I saw the characters, and then I saw Blue Man, and I said, I'll give it a try. And literally, I think, they started around like early November, and I started like late December, like last week, and I was like, okay, let me try.
This December, was a last big week. Last week.
Yeah, the last week of December.
Oh, like, okay.
I was literally Happy New Year everywhere. I was about to play Genshin. Like, okay, let me try. Like, I don't know. Like, after playing it, like, I'll admit, like, the first few days wasn't really that. It was okay, but literally, if like as time passed by, I had fun. Like, I got, I don't know. I got to experience more. I got to meet more. I got to have the lore. The lore is perfection.
Yes, the lore, like, was what actually like hooked most of us into it. Like, it's so well built so far. Here's the thing, though. For me personally, this is my opinion, but some characters could still have more short stories. I'm talking to you, MiHoYo, about Chongyun. I need a backstory for Chongyun. Please.
We need, please.
Shingyu can have a freaking backstory. Why can't Chongyun, right?
Jesus. Honestly, we need more stories.
True.
Like, don't know, like, for me, like aside from this, like, the main story, I really think, like, the side stories are, like, also, they're as good. Sometimes even better. Like, spoilers, but Venti's was perfection. I just finished his today, and perfection. I cry inside, deep insides, but, yeah, it was...
It's emotionally heart-wrenching for Venti.
Uh-huh.
Like, it did... When I played it on my own, it didn't really make me cry, but I actually saw, like, how, you know, his origins. And I want that for, like, each character that we have so far on the roster. So, like, Chongyun, please. Please, miHoYo. Give one for Chongyun. And maybe you can give one for Beidou. Please? The Liu
Kang. Oh, yeah. Yes. I mean, yeah, we need that in the next updates. Which, yes.
Like, hello, Albedo can have a freaking backstory. Why can't Chongyun? Why can't Beidou? Why can't Shinyeon, my baby girl? Come on, man.
I don't know, but for me, I think people are like miHoYo probably is like doing more for the like the popular ones, like. I rarely don't see a Shinyeon fan base, but true. I appreciate
Shinyeon. More love. You know, as part of my theme, which we'll get to maybe in a bit. But yeah, we will get to it in a bit. But like,
oh yeah, we'll. But basically wrapping it down. Yeah, I got into it. I had fun. I started playing more and more, and yeah, I'm into it. And yeah, literally everything, like everything in the game is okay. It's perfection.
Yes.
The gameplay sometimes buggy, probably because of my internet, but it was okay.
No. The bugs though, they're literally everywhere. Seriously, like not just those with slow internet, but like since it's still relatively new, there are still bugs you know, miHoYo needs to take out. Hence, the free Primogem compensation comes into play.
Yes!
Give us those.
Better get into it! Get into it! You better work, bitch!
But yeah.
Just kidding. miHoYo, please don't ban me.
But yeah, going to the last person here, which is Grimm. Basically, how Grimm got into it. Grimm already heard about it from her brother, since her brother basically played it first, and her brother wanted her to play it, but she was like, you know, a bit too lazy to download it because it's a really big file, and right now she's like in a place far, far away from the main city here in Philippines, so the internet is shit, obviously. But yeah, basically it was actually my doing that made her into it. It was my fault mostly because I was like, my thinking during that particular moment of time, it's like, oh, she's saying no, it's really my fault. Okay, so I'm taking full credit of it.
That's really your fault.
I'm taking full credit. Okay. All right. So basically, this is how I got Grimm into it. It's basically my fault. All right.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah. It's because right at the beginning of the game, right, you get to choose between either of the twins, Aether or Lumine or Lumine. I don't know how people say it, but I say it like Lumine because it has like a more
Lumine.
It has like a more certain elegance for me when you say Lumine. So when I saw, when I got to the point in the story,
it's like the same way how I call Aether as Aether.
Either? No,
Either. Like. Anyways, yeah.
But yeah, back. Basically, I chose Lumine or Lumine as my main MC. Yeah, main character. Mm-hmm. Yes, MC as my
main. Your main MC. Main character.
And when I got to the point in the story where I'm a child, I was like, bro, oh, he has a charm. So I'm playing like the Japanese language version, right? In the Japanese version, he says like Ojo-chan instead of the English one. Yeah. He says girly. Hey girly. You're like, what?
I really don't get that. Like, how does Ojo-chan translate to fucking girly? Like, that is some Filipino like rank ass 2000s like child baby name. Like, oh yeah, I'm gonna name you girly because you're a girl. I'm gonna name you boy because you're a boy. Like, okay.
Mihoyo, why? But like, okay.
Also, context, Ojo-chan means like a princess, little princess. So I don't know how little princess got translated into little girly. You little girly girl. It's like you're calling the MC fucking like bestie or something. Hi bestie.
Exactly.
Deleted bestie.
Like, cause in this particular scene, right? In this particular scene, basically Lumine or Lumine was running away from the guards of Yue for like supposedly being a suspect of spoilers, Rex Lapis's death, right? Like, she's a main suspect.
Yeah.
Whoever your MC is, they're a main suspect. And Child comes swooping in, saves MC, and just the iconic line of Ojo-chan just pops up, right? There's the charm of Child, I admit it. I hate Child, but he has a certain charm, a bad boy charm for me. I don't know, but I just want to slap his face. But anyway, so basically...
You want to say something?
Okay, like, basically with that, in my mind, it's somehow connected as Lumine being Grimm because of their behavior for some reason. And then I was like, bro, Child and Lumine, I really like them. Like, I like them together. They're my hetero ship in because of that iconic scene. I'm just like, oh god, that's so cute. That's so, oh my god. So I'm just like, one day I was just like, guys, I'm into Genshin now. And I was like to Grimm, I was like, dude, you know this character and Lumine, I really see you guys together like that. So, oh, a random fact, by the way, in the Chinese version, the original term Xiaojie, it just means young miss. So it's the same as the one in the Japanese version, which is Ojo-chan of a sort, right? Besides
becoming
like a princess. And then you too bad girly in the freaking English version, which is, I have no
too
words.
Bad Grimm doesn't see him in that way. Aww.
Yeah, Grimm doesn't see him romantically. At first she was like really attracted, but then she just finds Child as like a comfort character. And right now
comfort
she's
character
the
and a source for butt plugs.
As a Zhongli main, I need all the butt plugs I can get, okay?
Oh wait, now that we're on the topic, we should go to our next topic, which is like connected, which is our favorite characters, our waifus and our husbandos.
Yes.
And
as already mentioned.
Yeah, we're talking
before,
about.
Yeah, as already mentioned.
Before. We already mentioned. We got Izzy and Zhongli. We got Grimm and Child, but. Before it's Child, but now it's either for me. It's either, if I remember correctly, Albedo or Xiao.
Really?
Like,
I expected you to say Kaya, because you're into Kaya, right?
No. I'm saying Grimm.
Oh, Grimm.
Grimm's.
Okay. No. With Grimm, initially it was Child. Still is Child, right? But then she suddenly wanted Keshing. She was like, yeah, that's my waifu right there. But she couldn't get Keshing. That's how it is. And she's like, you know what? I'm done with Keshing.
I don't want to play with you anymore.
She switched so fast. And then she was like, oh, okay, yeah. You know, she sees Ganyu. And then she's like, oh, shit. That's my waifu now. So that particular update, it's husbando child, Ganyu wife. And suddenly because... Grimm, I'm gonna have to expose you a little bit here because I remember this very vividly. Like, when the Ganyu banner came around, she was like, I'm not gonna pull for Ganyu anymore. And we're just like, why? Because, you know, it's already there, right? Because of Xiao. One reason is because One reason, it's because Xiao was coming up. That's why she didn't pull for Ganyu. Another reason, it's mm-hmm. because of the name Coco Goat.
Oh no! No, we gotta... okay. no! For context,
I'm so turned off. She was like, I'm so turned off by Ganyu now because of that. I'm just like, oh, she's not my favorite anymore too.
No! Okay, we're gonna skip that topic because that is a story for another day. But, yeah, basically, for context, that name just gives, Vietnam flashbacks. But yeah, lastly, me, favorite characters. Literally, I have like two main at the moment. At first, I like Kea because, his design. I just looked at his design and was like, oh, yeah.
The breasticles, especially.
Stinky pirate man. Pee pee poo poo. Oh, grr. It's like he gives off like Karama to Dum Dum vibes.
Actually,
for some reason.
Yeah, I agree, man.
You're right. And then the reason that I picked Kea because like, oh, he really reminds me of Karama too. And when I played the game, yep, definitely. 100%. And also, I have two others, but they're not main characters on
this
table.
Yeah, this was prior to you playing the game, right? Because we were like, yeah, let's pick a favorite for Ron, right? So, take it away.
Yeah,
take
I mean, here. So, yeah, it's basically Wagner, like the Wagneramus, what do you call that? The blacksmith.
Yes.
You can find in Mondstadt. Mm-hmm. Basically, yeah. Yeah.
Wagner.
Yeah.
Self-explanatory. if you know the character design of Wagner, then you can.
This is a crime. We need playable characters. We need borrow character playable characters, please. MiHoYo, please.
Because all that MiHoYo has to offer right now are the husbandos and the waifus, which are like practically the same body type, and the lollies.
Literally.
Yes.
Literally. All of them are just like the same base model. Not that I am complaining, but
we need more variety.
I'm just saying.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
True.
Please, Bara man, please.
True.
There's also another character. It's Timmy. Literally, everybody's bullying him, and I don't like that. I don't like that. Literally, they're fucking burning, roasting. Fucking pigeon, and I hate that. Let me call you out, Grim and Izzy, from the backstage. Did you or did you not come for me for that pigeon?
To be clear, I really like doing that to Timmy's
no,
cause come on.
No.
See, Grim says he's a bitch.
I mean, nobody's perfect, as the great Hannah Montana said. Nobody's perfect. I gotta work it again and again till I get it right. Right? So, like, don't judge a cover by its book. Okay. okay. But yeah. Oh, yeah. Also, I have. So, the three characters I liked before playing the game, and the last one is Bennett, because I don't know.
Yes, best boy.
He is best boy. He's lovable. He needs to be protected, cared about 100%.
Yes.
Literally, he has no haters, as if I remember correctly. If there were, there won't be any more. Let me just say that. But yeah, broken.
Broken. The thing was with Bennett though. It's like, not only is he like a lovable character lore-wise, but also as an all-arounder. So he can be like a DPS, he can be a support, he can be a DPS support. Like, he's basically everything. He can also be like a healer. So like, that's
yeah, like
everyone
literally
loves Bennett, really. And I agree with those who love Bennett as well, because he is best boy, and miHoYo.
Yes.
We need a fucking backstory for him, please.
We need. And Bennett and his fathers, please.
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 Please, please.
He we need
one,
the lore.
Is it
we
a
need
playable one, though, Grim?
Right? We need, yeah, we need like a whole saga. Act 1, 2, 3, and 4. And 5 chapters, please. Thank you.
Right, the current story chapters so far that you can play are Venti, Mona, Child, Zhongli, and Ganyu, if I'm correct.
The playable side story ones,
yeah.
Oh wait, there's Klee.
There's also
Klee and Jean.
Yes.
Actually, Jean's backstory is good. Like,
Jean is okay.
I don't know.
You can see like how hardworking she is for Mondstadt, like how she's a good leader, which I appreciate a lot. But again, these are all like, now that I see the pattern though, these are all like 5-star characters.
Right.
4-star like character rights, please, miHoYo. 4-star character rights. We need the equality.
Please end, please end this hate crime, please.
Please.
We need. Okay.
We need the freaking 4-star characters backstories fleshed out and.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's it.
100%. Okay, so basically we talked about all our favorite characters. So we're going to move out on, which characters we use on our accounts, like the team composition, or I don't know, compilation, I don't know. But yeah, composition, yeah. And let me just start. I literally use only 5 characters. I was a very big dum-dum because, like, the very first roll that I rolled, I got Jean, and I didn't use Jean until like a few, like 1 week later, and they were like, you gotta use Jean, god. But I was like, no, I wanna play Aether, and they were like, no. Okay, fine. And then I played Jean, and I said, I don't want to play with you anymore. But I mean, I still, Aether is okay, it's good,
it's
but
just there.
I still, it's just there, but sometimes I use him as like, I don't know, a pedestal, like the Geo, like a ladder, but the Geo,
the Geo balls, yes.
yep, and basically, I use right now for my team. I use Jean for the Animo. I use Noelle for Geo. I use Bennett for Pyro. I use Kea for Cryo, and I use Fischl for Electro. And the reason I use Fischl because literally Fischl and Amber are the only two characters that have an archer, and literally if I had to compare, I'd definitely go for Fischl because literally Fischl has a DPS and his name is Oz. This is the only thing that I use.
Oz. That's cute though.
I mean, Oz is, this is good. Mm-hmm. And oh yeah, Grim's telling me that I should tell a story about how I didn't know Fish was an archer, like a bow using character. I really don't know. I thought all of the Electro people except for Razor was the spellbook user. I was like, for me, I don't like using those kinds of characters, the one with the spellbook. Like, I really didn't get the vibe because, like, I want it to be quick, I want to be there now, I want to, like, attack as soon as possible.
Yes.
But, except for Noelle, because Noelle, But yeah, I didn't know. I was literally using Amber for everything. Like, this is the only archer that I have. Literally, yeah. And then Grim was like, oh, you did? You didn't know? Yeah, Mitchell, but I was like, bitch. I was like,
bruh.
I was like, I literally, all my life moments have flashed behind me, like, in front of me, like, like, I was dumb, anyways.
At least now,
but,
you know.
Yeah, at least now I know. Yes. And, but yeah, in my team, literally, I use Jean, like, I have three healers. I have Jean, Bennett, and Noelle, and they're all healing. And, yeah, because of that, I barely use the food, except for the defense and the attack bonus. But, yeah. I also use Jean and Ben for, like, DPS or something, and, basically, I just mix and match everything it really depends on what I need, on that, like, on a certain occasion. But, yeah. And, moving on, it's Grimm. Grimm's team comprises of Child, or Tartaglia, or Ajax. I don't know. I don't know
so
why he has like three
names. Jesus.
It's like pick one.
Pick
one.
There's like a cult name, his actual name, and like God. No. Grimm just said just
Grimm
now,
says
bruh.
Shut up to play.
Grimm's saying now like, bruh, Zhongli has won 10,000 names. Shut up. I'm just like, Come on, man. It's because he's a god.
I mean, Rex Lapis, Morax, Moran, I don't even know. Zhongli, Dongli, no Dong.
Big Dong Zhong.
Of course, yeah.
Exuvia. Oh, yeah. True.
Yeah. Isn't that the one from, isn't that Forbidden? No. The Forbidden Exuvia.
We're not pulling. We're not the Forbidden Exuvia. Oh my god, I hate you.
No, we are.
But yeah.
Yep.
Continuing with Grimm's though, Child is basically her main DPS, yes, and she interchanges between either Razor or Chongqing for the sub DPS. Bennett is her heal, basically, or support. Zhongli for the tank and the very large meatball. Yes.
Yeah, to make up for his actual meatball. No cap. But yeah.
That's basically her team composition.
Uh huh. And yeah, like literally, she had Grimm has like a lot of 5-star characters in that. Like two.
Yeah, Child. And
Zhong.
She has two.
The two husbandos.
It's Chili. She basically has.
Yeah, it's Chili.
Yeah. But if you're gonna count MCN, then pretty much it's three. So if you're gonna count Ron, it's basically he has like 2 5-star characters. So yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And.
Okay.
Okay, so. And lastly, for my own team composition. I basically use like Liu Wei characters. Like I really don't use Mondstadt people at all.
I really don't.
Personally, right? Genshin has this thing, right? Where like
Rip,
calling me racist, I hate it.
I hate crime.
No, okay, here's the thing, it's a preference. I love the Mondstadt people. I love everyone. But Liu Wei people have like a special place in my heart, really. Cause like, correct me if I'm wrong, Mondstadt region is based after Germany? Am I correct?
Yeah, Germany.
Mondstadt is based after Germany. Liu Wei is based on China, right? And me being like half Chinese, I just really love the aesthetic of Grimm's calling me out. She says I hate the whites. No, I do not
hate the whites.
I don't hate the whites.
Oh, is turning controversial. Holy shit.
Am I gonna get canceled on our episode zero already?
No. Holy shit.
Look, I'm already canceled.
Cancel the pilot.
I might as well continue my cancellation. I'm kidding. But like, here's the thing. Liu Wei has a special place in my heart. It's basically because I'm half Chinese and I really love the Chinese culture. I love the Chinese aesthetic pretty much.
I mean, yeah.
Because it's really pretty and I just really emanate with it. And with the Liu Wei people, I just love them so much. Like, mm-hmm. I just have somewhat of a preference towards them more compared to the Mondstadt people. So, going back to mm-hmm. my team composition, I'm basically using all Liu Wei characters. So, mm-hmm. in Genshin, you can have like four parties, right? Four parties.
Yeah.
Which have a total of like four slots per party. So, mm-hmm. here's the thing with
like in real life. For every party, you have four slots.
Okay,
right?
But like, okay, so my main here is like, the first party, I named it the kids. So the kids, they're basically Keshing. Keshing is my DPS, my main DPS. And then there's Xinyan for my... She's also like my main slash sub DPS. And then there's Barbara. Oh, there's a Mondstadt character right there. She's my healer because I have no other better healer. And lastly, it used to be Chongyun for my sub DPS, but now since I have Ganyu, then it's Ganyu. She's way more powerful than Chongyun for me. So yeah, those are the kids. The second party that I have, if I recall correctly, it's the Liu Wei family. So those are basically all Liu Wei characters. At the moment, it has Zhongli for my tank slash soon-to-be DPS once 1.3 comes out. And then Teshing, Xinyan, and Ganyu, which can be interchanged also with Chongyun. And then the next one is the soon to be Adepti family. So this is basically like Zhongli, Keshing, hopefully Xiao, and Ganyu, because you know they're mostly Adepti. Oh, I'm not sure about Keshing, but yeah, they're basically like all the higher beings supposedly. And then lastly, the grandpa and grandkids, grandpa being Zhongli, and the kids, they can be interchanged, like say Xinyan, Keshing, Ganyu, or like Xinyan, Keshing, Barbara, depending on what I'm gonna face as well. But yeah, those are pretty much who I main a lot. I main Zhongli, Keshing, Ganyu, Xinyan, and Barbara. Chongyun is just there, but he's one of my strongest as well. But yeah, that's basically my team composition, depending on what I'm gonna face and what I need. Yeah.
Yeah, basically you're the only one who's using other party slots. How fun.
It's efficient. My god, guys. Shut up.
Wow. Okay.
Being organized and efficient.
Anyways, moving next. Okay. So we have Gacha Luck? ? And let me just say my luck has run out.
Really?
I haven't gotten any new characters. I only have gotten like the like equipment, mostly literally no one. And it's probably because like I got a 5-star character in my first role,
which made you like so lucky though. For me, this is why we called you anak ng mihoyo, which is basically translated to mihoyo's child pretty much.
Yeah, but I've been disowned, so yeah. Yeah, I've been removed. Twice removed. But,
initially this is how I viewed it as well. Ron has, like, the best luck, probably, out of all of us.
No.
Initially. No. Because you already...
Initially, yeah.
In the early game, you already got a 5-star character, which is Jean. And she's
actually... Oh, yeah. In the 10 rule, I got 1 5-star and 2 4-stars right off the bat.
Exactly. And you got Bennett with it, right?
Oh, yeah, Bennett. I got Bennett, yes.
Yes. So we would call that like the super lucky roll, because I actually wanted Bennett like during that particular time, but I never got Bennett. I got Fischl mostly, and who was the other one?
I mean,
if we're talking about
super lucky rolls, we're gonna talk about the YouTuber who got Ganyu 3 times in 1 roll.
It was on live stream too, right?
Right, yeah. And they were like, what the hell?
And I'm like, what the heck? You already have a C2 Ganyu in that freaking 10 roll? Jesus.
That is
crazy. But yeah.
That is luck.
How about Grimms? Let's talk about Grimms.
Yeah. Grimms is not lucky, according to her. She's adventure rank 45, and all her gold artifacts are either or healing bonus, and I do not really read into the stats for the artifacts, but she got Zhong on a pity 30 minutes before his banner ended. Oh, holy shit.
But that still counts though, because you like,
I mean, it's lucky.
It's lucky, like, itself. That very incident alone for me, that is luck right there.
You just have to wait 1 year, 1 decade before you can get another for a constellation. But yeah.
True. Speaking of constellations, though, during Zhongli's banner, Zhongli's voice actor, I'm not sure if it's the Japanese or the Chinese one, but he freaking wailed for Zhongli. And it's so fun. Uh-huh. It's so cute. Like, he literally spent a lot of money just to get Zhongli to C6. It's cute.
I mean, let's talk about that. Like, there are a lot of people online who are just wilding with the money. Like, on YouTube, it's... I mean, I can understand people doing that on YouTube for the views. I mean, it gets reciprocated. The money spent will be gained through the views or something like that, and then
it's a circulation for them. Like, especially if you're streaming and you get donations, then yeah, that's understandable.
Yeah,
like, for us normal people who don't really stream.
Wow. Normal people. Wow.
No, but it's a lot. You have to consider whatever they spend. It's a freaking lot just to get
it's doobie though.
C6 and everything. It's a lot.
Doobie.
But then thinking about it again, it kind of offsets. So like, I think it's okay generally, but if you're gonna gamble moderately and don't overspend. That's it. And then as for my gacha luck, I don't know, you guys describe it for me.
I think you are lucky. In a, yeah, I mean, because I don't know, you got Zhongli, you got Ganyu, like you got Ganyu in like the first few, like 3 rolls, if I remember correctly.
No, bruh.
And
I you know how I got Ganyu? When her banner came out, I was like saving for it, cause like the last banner was Albedo, right? And I was like, I don't care about Albedo. Who is this tiny man?
Wow! Wow! This is discrimination. This is you don't get to decide that, because two of us, two against one, literally. Before we get to what Grim said, we should like let Izzy finish. Like, what do you think? Like, what does AC think of her luck?
Okay. So basically, when the Zhongli banner arrived, I was really saving up for Zhongli. I was like, I need to get him. And at that time, I didn't know how the pity worked. So I was like, I was just hoping and like,
I don't know it ever.
I was like hoping and praying, like, oh god, I want Zhongli. Oh god. He never came home on my free But as soon as like the days drew near on his banner closing, I made a deal with both, if not both of you, then Grimm. I was like, dude, if this number of days comes already, and I still don't have Zhongli, then I'm gonna freaking break the F2P virginity for real and buy more crystal gems. Like, bruh, I really will. So the day comes, the deadline comes, and I'm like, okay, yeah, I need to whale. I need to fucking whale. And so I did, and on my first pity, I did not get Zhongli, but instead I got Grimm's waifu. I got Keshe. I was like, bruh, I don't even like you. Why did you come home to me, right? Because apparently when it comes to the pity on a limited character banner, this is how it works. You get a 50-50 chance on the pity roll, on the soft pity roll. Either you get the actual limited character banner, which at the time was Zhongli, or some other 5-star character. So when I got Keshing, I was like, why? I don't even like you. Like, what the heck am I supposed to do with you? At the same time, I was like, oh, Keshing, yeah. And then I remember her at the time. I was like, isn't this the Zhongli fangirl? So I'm just like, I'll take it, I guess. And like, okay. But since the deadline was drawing near and Zhongli's banner was about to be poof, gone, right? I need to wail. I need to fucking wail. So I did, and tada, 100% chance of getting Zhongli obtained. I got Zhongli. So I wouldn't say my luck is great for that particular era, but then Ganyu came. And after Zhongli, it was Albedo's banner, right? So
yeah.
I was like, who is this kid? I don't really like him. I don't particularly care for Albedo. Who is this tiny man? Who is this tiny artist man who can like the elevator? That's it. No. Right?
The elevator operator.
That's it. Cause I have Zhongli already. I can do that with this pillar. Why do I need a tiny artist G?
But his pillar is small.
Compared to Albedo's freaking pillar? Or rather,
his cutout shorts. No. Okay, because let's talk about that. Albedo has cutout shorts. literally, has windows to the soul, to the eyes of the soul, of the heart. But Mihoyo, can somebody from Mihoyo explain his his design? But his thigh-high Miku Hatsune boots. Perfection.
Jesus. Literally, when I saw him, I was just like, who is this tiny kid? I don't really care, you know? Like, I don't know, man. The Shota boys, I like them, but I don't like them like that. Not like
them. Yeah, I find him interesting, but not like...
Here's the thing, also feel like he's evil. That's why.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Act 1, he was very ominous. He was like, correct me if I'm wrong, he said something like, if I go out of control, will you be there to stop me? And I'm just like,
I mean you go out of control all the time, like that one night.
Excuse me, what are you talking about?
Shot.
That's true.
But because he's a homo killer.
Here's the thing too, came back from my freaking exam week, was it? The event was ongoing, I think. Yeah. And then you boom, like simping over Albedo, and I'm just like, what? Why? He's just a tiny man. I don't get it. I still don't get it.
Tiny man.
Until now I'm just like, you know what? He's evil. Potential evil for me. I don't like
this. For me, that's part of the charm of like being evil. Like, I mean, I like child, even. Like, child's evil. Like,
no, but here's the thing with child. Here's the thing with child. He admits it. He admits it. And, like...
I mean, literally, I mean... Albedo kind of to himself and, like, to the... But...
No, but he's more ominous than child. Child is just straight up battle sexual. Grim said it before. He's battle sexual. Like, he doesn't give a fuck. Just fight for them. He'll get horny. That's it.
No.
He's horny for battles. That's it. He's a masochist. Jesus. And then Albedo is just out there being so ominous as shit. That's it. That's why I don't like him. He's very ambiguous. Unlike Child. I hate Child. Like, I want to bully Child. But the thing is, he's just straight up about it, you know? Like, yeah, mm-hmm. Go off with your freaking battle sexual.
Papa.
At least you're honest, unlike a certain someone who has a hidden motive, right? That's why I don't like Albedo.
I mean, you got a hidden motive, but like, I don't know.
Wait, that's basically me. That's basically me. Going back to the topic. When Ganyu came, I was already saving up thank you to the Albedo banner for not letting me spend on his banner. Obviously, I gained a lot of gems from that, thank you. So I was building up my pity already, and Ganyu came. Here's what happened. I rolled along with my friends, with my other friends who were also playing Genshin. Like, we were all rolling together. We were live streaming it on each other's Discord, right? And then when it was my turn, I was like the best for last or whatever, but I was just the last one to pull. So what happened was, I was doing single rolls, and then poof, on my 76th roll, 5-star character, there was a gold already, and then we were just like waiting with bated breath, and then I see the silhouette of Ganyu. I was like, oh my god, like, I couldn't, bro. Like, I was screaming everywhere. I was like, Ganyu, baby, you came home. Yes, yes, yes. You know?
Bro, I can imagine that.
Bro, I was like a freaking, I don't know, a cheerleader in heat. Because I was just like screaming everywhere. Literally, I was like, oh my god, I can't. Like, oh my god. I was like this local celebrity, like Chris Aquino. I was like, bitch, I cannot, talaga.
No.
My voice reached that level, and I'm just like, bro, I can't anymore. Like, yeah. And then, topic, right? When I was in Manila, like this past days, right? I pulled again because I'm trying to build up my pity for Xiao because it's coming soon, right? When I pulled, I did not expect the result at all, because in my 10 pull, because I'm building it up to like, I was on like my 30th already. So when I pulled, when I freaking pulled the 10 pull, not only did I get a C1 Noelle, but I also got a C1 Ganyu. And I'm like, what the heck? No, my pity is ruined. I'm so sad. I was like, okay, I'm lucky that I got Ganyu within like what, the 36th roll, but also, why are you here? I did not want you anymore. I want to build my pity for Xiao. But what happened? Why did you come home? Jesus.
I don't know, man. It's like,
now I have
this is why I'm luck.
Yeah, bro, I have to build my pity for Xiao all over again. I am like 1,700 Primo Gems right now. I will not touch them until 1.3 comes. I'm so scared now to pull because of that. Jesus. Because my usual pattern is like pity rolls all around. I did not expect her to come home again on the freaking 36th roll. I'm just like, oh god, what the heck? This is gonna scar me for life. I'm just gonna pull when Xiao comes out already. That's it. And that's how my gacha luck is. It's everywhere. It can be bad, it can be good, depending on whatever situation it is.
Yeah. Okay, next we're gonna next topic is about ships. And yeah. Beidou has a ship. Next topic. but yeah. Okay. For me I'm not really into ships in Genshin.
Really?
Like I've only heard like I'm only into like a Zhongqi or Qili. But aside from that, not really. Like
Pearl Galley.
Your Pearl Galley is good. But literally I've also heard of like Bennett and who's that? Bennett and Fischl. Like two of like my characters I use. I kinda see
beneficial
them like a friend.
Oh my god, yes.
Beneficial. Friends with beneficials.
But yeah, but they're cute though.
What?
They're cute.
What? Oh yeah. Xingyun. Okay, Xingyun. And let me tell you, I forgot. I'm sorry. Okay, we have a friend called Emmy. I'm sorry, Emmy, for forgetting. But Xingyun is 100% chef's kiss, moi, perfection.
True.
Good. Yes, because it got that. I got a really like opposite personality vibes. Not really, but it's like a, and then they work well together.
True.
And it's like
we're banking on that canon, honestly. Cause like mm-hmm. one thing for me, one reason is that their elements together are good, considering that Xingqiu is hydro and Chonggyun is a cryo. So obviously you can get like a frozen reaction there, right? Which is very cool.
Yeah.
It's one of the best reactions.
Yeah.
Chemical reactions out there.
Yeah. Secondly, you got the ice water. Yeah. But
and like second reason is that aesthetically they match. The color schemes.
Oh yeah.
They match.
Yeah, cool blue. Yep. They really match.
I'm not sure of their backstories because I'm not into the backstories of the Shotas, so maybe.
I mean, both of them. I mean, both of them are like a family business thingy, like if they're heirs. Like Xingqiu is a rich bitch, and
Chonggyun is part of an Chonggyun exorcist is... family.
Yeah, it's part of the Exorcist, the movie. And and yeah, they're very good friends. Yeah. And then they like, you know, they're like,
I feel like
joking around, just joshing.
True. I feel like the trope of friends to lovers is very good for them. Considering as well, correct me if I'm wrong, that's how two of our IRL friends as well are. So like Ron said a while ago, Emmy goes by the name of Emmy, and his
friend
Devin, they're basically Xingyun to us.
Yeah. And relating to that topic of connecting people to characters in Genshin, we go to the last topic, kins. Kinny. Fucking filthy kinners. Kinnies. Kinships.
Okay.
Who's got them? Who has them? Who is you? And
Grim says,
okay.
Well, can you like define what a kin is for those who don't know out there?
A kin is like when you're watching a show or watching a TV or watching this like show, uh-huh. and you see a character and you're like, oh, that's me. I relate to that character because that is me. That is me 100%. The personality, the looks, 100% is me. Because I feel that resonating, I mean not looks, but I feel that resonating.
Yeah, and experience.
Yeah, the resonating aura, the experience, the personality, everything. Like you feel like you're one. That's a kin. You're a kin. You're a fucking filthy kin.
Yeah.
You are one. You like to see, like whatever your kin does in your shoes.
It's
like,
basically your self-insert. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
That's your self-insert.
And, Yeah, basically, yeah, your self-insert, OC. And let me just say that Grimm, as soon as we were talking about Kinning, Grimm literally said, IZ Kitching. And I say yes, because cat girl, like, yeah,
I still don't understand why these two...
Cat girl. Of Jong.
I can't freaking catching. Like, can you please state your reasons? Because I really don't see it.
Yeah, you are fangirl of Jong, and so is catching. And literally, you have the, you kind of have the same vibes. And like Grimm says, the Medj skeptic strives hard to achieve her goals. Like, literally, that's you. Like, this past like few months that we've been like discoursing and talking about. I was
just Tsundere. Shut up! Oh my god, I cannot assume
there. Uh-huh. What's that? What was that? That was a denial. that was a tsun of the dere. Stay tuned to see the dere.
Like,
yeah. No, shut up. I see vibes. I'm not a tsundere, you baka.
No, you. But like, yeah,
okay.
I'm just accepting of whatever the kids think I am. So yeah, sure, I am a catching kid. You heard it right here, folks, sure. I accept.
Yeah, sure, grandma. Okay. But like, okay, but for you, who do you kin? Like, you say it's catching, but we need to hear from you. We need to hear from the source. Who do you think is your kin of the kin?
Here's the thing, though. Before you agreed with Grimm, though, I remember you saying that I'm very similar with Shinyan for some reason.
Oh yeah, I don't know. I was like going on a limb, and you know, Shinyan is kind of like that that blast of personality, and sometimes I see that in you. Like, you're kind of like you. It's like, I don't know. I just feel that vibe from you. Shinyan is like bang, and then you're also like kind of bang at some moments, like, yeah, like loud and like
I can kind of see like Shinyan a bit in myself. Like, she's very like, loud and out there sometimes.
And out, yeah, like you
sometimes, yeah. And like Shinyan has this very Amira personality from Monster Prom.
Oh yeah, Monster Prom.
And it very much with Amira, so yeah, I can see that.
Yep.
Personally, mm-hmm. though, yeah, Grimm said it's Ningguang, and I kind of agree because she's a bit of an onesan.
Yeah.
She is an onesan, and she wants the money. Very
ara-ara vibe.
I'm not ara-ara personally, but here's the thing. She's after the mora, and I can agree with it. As a Capricorn, I agree with that,
I mean,
that mindset.
Yeah.
So maybe,
yeah. And literally both of them, like I think Ningguang would sacrifice like something that they would like they were the type of person that would sacrifice a thing to like, you know, help save everything for the betterment, like, you know.
Yeah, she
spoiler alert,
sacrificed the Jade Palace.
The Jade Palace, like, yeah. Like, literally all of her life, just like, okay, for you, this is for you, Ocean Knit, my liege.
For the greater good. Spoiler, sorry about that, but yeah. Probably Ningguang. And I can agree with Keshing, especially when we first met her in the game. And she was very hardworking. And she questioned, she's not like a, you know, that type of person where you just agree with everything.
Mm-hmm.
No.
You're like the skeptic.
Grimm's wording is already correct in terms of being a skeptic. Like, she thinks on her own feet. She thinks thoroughly first before accepting whatever shit has been said to her blindly. Not like a sheeple or whatever. That's what I like about
a sheeple.
Sheeple. Like, you know, sheep-minded or whatever, like crab mentality.
Yeah.
She's not like that. She thinks for herself. And that's what I really admire about Keshing as well. And
yeah,
so in terms of
But also Izzy also but also because Izzy King's Lightning McQueen. Ka-ching!
Yes. So corny, I hate it, but yeah, I feel like I'm vibing with both Mingguang and Ka-ching in terms of
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As for Ron, how about you, my dude?
Oh, definitely Bennett. Because literally every day a stone is thrown at me. Just kidding. But literally, like, not literally, but like a psychologically, mentally, physically, not physically, spiritually, like a little pebble is thrown at me every day, but like, you know.
But you're still best boy though.
Positive vibes only. But I don't know, that's only for me. I don't know about what y'all think.
Best boy, all-rounder. For me, you're Timmy. I kidding.
No! Timmy. No! Why are you shooting the birds? Don't kill the birds. It's my... Literally, I will summon my imaginary friend and I will murder all of Monsan and Liyue. I will bring on hellfire. Bring on hellfire.
Agree with you being Bennett though. If not Timmy.
I mean, but like, I am like Timmy, like always bringing the conversation down, kind of like,
no.
Like what? Like, the main character will be like, no, they'll come back, and then I'll be like, that's what my father said, that's what my dad said.
it was really unexpected when he said that. I was like, oh no.
I was like, oh. No. I was like, this is what y'all get. This is. Divine retribution for killing those fucking pigeons. Be
Jesus Christ. Yeah, oh my god. Going back, I agree with Ron. Grim also agrees with Ron being a Bennett best boy.
Yeah, Benny.
Ron, for me personally, you have like a lot of talents and like same as Bennett, he also has a lot of talents. He can do like practically anything and everything if he puts his mind to it, which is how I see you.
I mean, question mark, I don't have a mind, so
one brain cell
rental rented only Monday to Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
but yeah, and Grim's saying right now that Benny is basically Butters from South Park.
Yeah,
I agree. The similarity,
I mean,
characteristics are very similar. As for Grim, she has said before that she kinned Albedo.
I mean, 100%. I agree because Grim is that person who would like is like observant and literally is like is there at an event or like what like if something's happening is there. But like eyes only, and it's just like looking, just like scoping, like not sometimes not even just like. No, fuck you. No, Grim lives in a jar. Yeah, homunculus. Homunculus much?
Also, yeah. Grim is very good at drawing. She's actually for me, and I'm sorry, Ron, but no, rather I'm not sorry. But you two are like the artists among the three of us. Like, you know, drawing, making art.
I mean, Grim, like, technically, Grim is the most successful.
Senpai like, Supreme, if definitely. We... Senpai Supreme. But you both have your Senpai own Supreme. Styles, at least. And that's what I really
yeah.
care about the both of you.
Like, all of us have our, like, our own styles. Like, Grim is the cutesy. Ivy is, like, the, you know, it's like
no, mine's
starting
everywhere.
Out like
we have to yeah. mine still everywhere.
Yeah, like experimental. So I mean, it can like evolve and like, you know, you just give it time and you know it'll be something. But yeah.
Going back, yeah.
Wait.
But Albedo is like very good at art, which is what addition to what you said, she's also very observant, like Albedo. Potentially evil. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh!
Ah! Ah, no! See, she agrees. At least she agrees. Like, I wouldn't, on the spectrum of, like, the chaotic, neutral, and lawful, I wouldn't
straight
call,
up. Are you Mr. Burns?
I wouldn't call Grimm like the most lawful character out there. Seriously.
I mean, no. It's like a neutral chaotic, like 100%. Like, we'll see him. Like, yeah.
So chaotic
but like,
evil. Deep Grimm.
Not chaotic evil. Like chaotic neutral.
True. There. That's better. She is chaotic neutral. So sort of like.
Bully people for fun, like especially child, like yeah, like one day she was like I love child so much, I want to push him off a cliff and let him drown. But heart
I agree though, like, I agree though with that statement. same
basically that's it.
Kiki apparently.
Chichi. Yeah,
Chichi or Kiki,
I think both works though, Kiki or Chichi. But I don't know,
Grimm, why do you think you can win Chichi? Oh wait, I can kind of see it, cause like Chichi is like,
oh yeah, it's like
like very meek, which Grimm can't.
Yeah, it's like be. I want milk. Give me milk. Milk good, thank you. Oh yeah, Grimm loves milk. Yeah.
Oh, so you love and, milk, huh?
Oh! I'm out of here.
Okay, but yeah, that's basically who we can overall.
Yeah. Wrapping it up, in conclusion, yeah, Genshin is a very complex and very fun to play game. We all have our experiences, we all have like a. Like, it has a little bit of everything, you know. It has the husbandos, it has the waifus, the lollies, the puzzles, the intrigue, the drama, the lore, and the,
the gameplay.
You know, gameplay. No! That's not from the game, that's twitter.com. That's, you gotta go to Twitter for that. Hopefully someday we're gonna talk about like social media or something like that.
Yeah,
like
maybe
I will
spot.
Yeah, but yeah, I encourage y'all to play it. If y'all haven't started yet, I encourage y'all to play it, but be warned, it is addicting. It's a good game and we all had fun, and yeah, that's our episode for today. Thank y'all for listening in. Yeah, listening with your two ears, maybe one, maybe none. I don't know.
None.
maybe this podcast may be like transcribed into like a, you know, sign language or like Braille for some reason.
God.
But like, but hopefully it does. But so you know, inclusivity. But yeah, this is not the first episode zero, or is
episode zero the pilot podcast?
Yeah, this is the pilot of anime podcast, and yeah, the Genshin episode. So
yes,
again, thank y'all.
And this has been Izzy
and Ronnie and Grim. Hopefully, if the producers haven't canceled this yet,
So thank you guys.
See you guys on the flip side.
Thank you for everything. Wow. Immediately.
Wow. For everything.
Ron, just like, wrap it up. Like, come on. One more time.
Okay. Wrap it up. Bye.
See you next episode.
Bye. Bye.